This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Earlier, in a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Man Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first India Governor General of independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan.
Rajaji un logon mein the jinhone satta ko pad ki tarah nahi seva ki tarah dekha. ब्रिटिश आर्किटेक्ट एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी। अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजाजी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी। राजाजी उत्सव के दौरान राजगोपालाचारी जी पर आधारित प्रदर्शनी भी लगेगी। ये प्रदर्शनी 24 फरवरी से 1 मार्च तक चलेगी।
An exhibition on C. Rajagopalachari will also be held during Rajaji Utsav from 24th of February to 1st of March. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai To Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub or SID. It is a mobile-first AI-enabled platform that brings learning, employment and entrepreneurship at one place by ensuring seamless access, personalized guidance and opportunity in over 20 Indian languages. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the country. The number of transplants in the country has increased from fewer than 5,000 in 2013 to nearly 20,000 in 2025, marking a remarkable fourfold rise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also highlighted the importance of organ donation in his Man Ki Baat program yesterday.
इन दिनों भारत में ऑर्गन डोनेशन को लेकर जागरूकता लगातार बढ़ रही है। इससे उन लोगों की मदद हो रही है जिन्हें इसकी जरूरत है। इसके साथ ही देश में मेडिकल रिसर्च को भी बल मिल रहा है। इस दिशा में कई संस्थाएं और लोग असाधारण कार्य कर रहे हैं। जैसे दिल्ली की लक्ष्मी देवी जी हैं, उन्होंने बीते वर्ष केदारनाथ की यात्रा की, इसके लिए उन्हें 14 किलोमीटर की ट्रैकिंग करनी पड़ी। उन्होंने यह यात्रा हार्ट ट्रांसप्लांट के बाद की।
Former Railway Minister and Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Roy passed away early this morning at a private hospital in Kolkata. He was 71. His son Subhranshu Roy informed that Roy died around 1:30 a.m. after a prolonged battle with multiple health problems. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "It is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures." Oman has confirmed that the United States and Iran will hold further talks in Geneva on 26th of this month as tensions between the two countries continue to escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. The equity markets opened the week with strong gains today amid positive global cues. Sensex added 563 points to reach 83,375 and Nifty gained 170 points to settle at 25,741 in the early trade today. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in the Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.